இந்த அலமதுலில்லா வசலாத்து வசலாம் அலா அஷ்ரஃபில் அம்பியா வாயலா அலிஹி வ அஸ்ஹாபிஹி வ மன் வலா வ பாத். நிறைய பிரதர் சிஸ்டர்ஸ், ஐ வாண்ட் டு இஸ் அ கண்டினியூஷன் ஆஃப் த ஃபஜர் ரிமைண்டர், பிலீவ் த பெஸ்ட் அபவுட் யுவர் பிரதர்ஸ். அண்ட் ஐ வாண்ட் டு ஹைலைட் ஃபார் யூ சம்திங் தட் கேம் அப் ஸோ விசிபிளி லாஸ்ட் வீக் பிஃபோர் மீ. ஐ வாண்ட் டு ஹைலைட் ஃபார் யூ ஹவ் பீப்புள், ஈவில் பீப்புள் டேக் அட்வான்டேஜ் ஆஃப் அவர் ஓன் டெண்டன்சி டு பிலீவ் த வேர்ஸ்ட் அபவுட் அவர் பிரதர்ஸ். We have this tendency. They did not make this happen. No point in blaming them for it. We have this tendency and people take advantage of that tendency. And let me tell you what happened. Many of you would have seen that particular email because it's been doing the rounds of the internet. There's this email that comes from some guy, Colonel Balakrishnan or some such name. And this email has three photographs put together like a collage. One is a photograph of bulldozers bulldozing something. And some people, some hujjaj, walking past and looking at it. Another photograph is also of the bulldozer bulldozing the same stuff. And the third picture is a picture of a whole heap of dead bodies. And then comes the email which says that the Saudis are bulldozing the bodies of the Hujjaj who died in the stampede and they are treating them like garbage. These are the words used. They are treating them like garbage. They are bulldozing those bodies into one heap and then they will do whatever they will do with it. And what kind of animals are these and what kind of all kinds of expletives and saying that, showing how evil and terrible the Saudi authorities are. My brothers and sisters, when this came, I thought to myself, I am going to follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu told me to do and what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me to do, which is to verify. So before I come to the conclusion of the goodness or the lack of goodness of the Saudi authorities, I said, let me first investigate to see how true this report is and see what I found. When I went into the details of these pictures and I traced them, and thank God for the internet because you can find the source of anything, when I traced them, I come across these very poor quality images of Saudi authorities cleaning the garbage in Mina after Hajj is over. So they were bulldozing, but what were they bulldozing? They were bulldozing garbage. Now what do you want people to do? Pick it up with their eyelashes? So here are the people who are bulldozing garbage. Now the dead giveaway of the fact that these pictures were not even pictures from this year, these are old pictures. The dead giveaway was that in the background in that picture was a picture of the first of the Jamara, Jamaratul Aqaba, the first Jamara, which I remember the way it looked when I did my first Hajj in 1997. And it was a single small pillar in the middle of a concrete circle. So there was this small wall, circular wall, and in the middle of that was this pillar sticking out. Now that has been gone from 2010 or 2008 onwards. Those pillars are no longer there. They have been replaced by what we have now, those massive structures with all the escalators and the ramps going up to it and so on. That changed in 2008 to 2010. Those pillars, the pillar which is seen in this photograph does not even exist anymore. So here is this person who's taken that picture. He's taken a picture of bulldozing of garbage. And then he has taken a picture of the aftermath of a stampede. Now, even that, we don't know whether it is a stampede this year or one of the earlier stampedes that happened 4 or 5 years ago. But it is a picture of a heap of dead bodies and obviously looks like the aftermath of a stampede. And he puts these three pictures together and then he writes all this stuff trying to, within quotes, prove to you that the Saudi authorities have bulldozed the bodies of Hujjaj. I thought to myself that no matter how much evil we want to believe about the Saudis or the Iranis or whoever, I don't think the Muslim Ummah, whether Shia or Sunni or Barelvi or Deobandi or Hanbali or Shafi or Hanafi or whoever, I do not believe that the Muslim Ummah has fallen to such a level that Muslims will actually bulldoze the bodies of dead Hujjaj like they were garbage. This is not going to happen. This is not happening. And I don't believe that there is any king or any president or any power on the face of the earth, a Muslim person, no matter how evil that person might be, no matter how bad his own character might be, I don't believe that there is a Muslim person who will actually order people to bulldoze the bodies of dead Hujjaj. And I don't believe that there is a bulldozer operator in creation who is living and walking this planet who will actually carry out those orders if those orders are given to him, that bulldoze the bodies of Hujjaj. I know that Muslim armies are committing crimes against Muslims and against other human beings. I know that Muslim armies, and may Allah give sense to those soldiers who follow these haram orders of their officers and their governments to kill innocent people. I know they are doing that. I'm talking about Hujjaj. I'm talking about the Hajj. Here are a bunch of Hajis who, for whatever reason, as I told you, Allah, if not every single time, most of the times, the reason for stampede is our own lack of consideration for others. It's our own bad behavior. Irrespective of all that, here is a situation where Hujjaj, people who have just completed Hajj, they tragically die in a stampede. I don't believe that there is a person, a Muslim in existence, who will take a bulldozer and bulldoze their bodies as if they were garbage. But because we have this tendency to believe evil about our brothers and sisters, we have people who take advantage of that tendency and they post these pictures on the web and they write all this crap about these pictures, implying that this is what is happening and saying to us that this is what the Saudis are doing. My brothers and sisters, what was even more painful was the comments and so on after that from Muslims saying, see what we told you, see how evil the Saudis are, see how bad these people are, and see what they did, and see what they did. And not one of them took the trouble to verify the report before it came to them. So they support the fasiq reporter, they support the rebellious, the evil reporter in a report unsubstantiated, uninvestigated, unproven against their own brothers and sisters. And of course, they, in this world, they completely and totally get egg on their face and they get totally and completely embarrassed when the actual matter is investigated and they look like fools, which they are. And in the other world, if they don't make tawbah and if Allah does not forgive them, then all their good deeds have gone to those people, and in the next world, they will face the consequences of their evil actions, of maligning good people without rhyme or reason. But the reason why all this happens is because of our own tendency and the readiness with which we are willing to believe evil about other people. I'm saying this because this illustrates for me this whole tendency, and this is unfortunately not restricted to Saudis or not restricted to believing bad about the Saudis or not restricted to Hajj. This is our natural attitude in many cases where we are so willing and happy to believe evil and to believe unsubstantiated reports about our own brothers and sisters, negative reports. I warn myself and you, let us not fall into this trap. Let us investigate. If you are really interested, then go and investigate. Get to the root of it, and then you decide what is correct and what is not correct and what to believe and what not to believe. But until you do that, hold your peace. Let anyone say anything, at least, absolutely basic minimum, at least you don't add your voice to the voice of evil people who only mean mischief and only mean harm, and they want to destroy the reputation of Muslims. Alhamdulillah, we are as good or as bad as anybody else, but we are a nation which is known, even by our worst enemies, we are known to be one of the most charitable people in the world. We are known to be one of the most generous people in the world. Nobody gives more charity than the Muslims, and I'm talking about the poor Muslims. I'm not talking about the rich Muslims who give charity. They also give, and may Allah reward them, but I'm talking about the poor Muslim. No matter how poor, he gives charity. No matter how poor he is, he ensures that he takes care of family and so on and so forth. We have a beautiful culture, we have a beautiful religion, we have beautiful things about ourselves. Let us focus on the good. And of course, there are bad things, and of course, there are negative things, and let us focus on them personally with an idea of correcting them, not with the idea of maligning each other on a public platform and making a fool of ourselves. For God's sake, don't just believe anything you read on the internet. There's nothing more stupid than to look stupid publicly. And we do that all the time. We are ready to believe absolutely any nonsense that comes to us. We don't take the trouble to investigate. We don't even ask a question. If you don't know how to investigate, go ask somebody who knows how to investigate. It takes like 10 minutes to find out what the actual truth is. So why can't we spend that 10 minutes instead of making fools of ourselves and becoming sinners before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I strongly advise all those people who have been writing nonsense on this particular thing to stop writing nonsense, to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to ensure that you don't believe unsubstantiated allegations about your brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah, we are, as I said, we are not as good as bad as anybody else, but we are not as bad as people want to make us out to be, and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen for that. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.